Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 19th. Today's word is gargantuan, spelled G-A-R-G-A-N-T-U-A-N. Gargantuan is an adjective that means tremendous in size, volume, or degree. It's a synonym of the words gigantic or colossal. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Houston Press by Matthew Kiever. Due to our gargantuan scope, Houston is a haven for live music. As the nation's fourth largest city, we have become a destination for touring acts by default. It certainly isn't because of our collective reputation as an audience. Gargantua is the name of a giant king in François Rabelais' 16th century satiric novel called Gargantua, the second part of a five-volume series about the giant and his son Pantagruel. All of the details of Gargantua's life befit a giant. He rides a colossal mare whose tail switches so violently that it fells the entire forest of Orléans. He has an enormous appetite. In one memorable incident, he inadvertently swallows five pilgrims while eating a salad. The scale of everything connected with Gargantua gave rise to the adjective gargantuan, which, since Shakespeare's time, has been used of anything of tremendous size or volume. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.